知乎上有这样一个问题，为什么那么多人开车回家，到了楼下还要在车里坐好久？有个回答点赞特别高，他说，很多时候我不想下车，因为那是一个分界点，推开车门，你就是柴米油盐，是父亲，是儿子，是老公，唯独不是你自己。在车上，一个人在车上想静静，这个躯体属于自己。可我们每个人，无论爬得多辛苦，演得多艰难，内心深处还都会有一个微弱到快熄灭的声音，不停地拷问着自己，生活的意义到底是什么？是身在红尘的体验，还是看破红尘的顿悟？山的那头到底是什么？我们只有爬过去才知道。What life should be. To learn while still a child what this life is meant to be. To know it goes beyond myself, it's so much more than me. To overcome the tragedies, to survive the hardest times, to face those moments filled with pain, and still manage to be kind. To still stand up with courage, though standing on my own.To still get up and face each day, even when I feel alone. To try to understand the ones that no one cares to know, and make them feel some value when the world has let them go. To live a life of decency, to share my heart and soul, to always say I'm sorry when I'm harmed both friend and foe. To be proud of whom I've tried to be,And this life I chose to live, to make the most of every day by giving all I have to give. To live a life that matters, to be someone of great worth, to love and be loved in return, and make my mark on earth.
人生就像爬山一样，山脚下的我们就像小时候，天真无邪，井底之蛙，爬到半山腰才发现体力废光，下山已经没有路，还恐高不敢回头看。往上爬，手脚并用，都不见得能再挪一步。但能爬过去的人，就是那些能挺住的人。挺住，意味着一切。对于你来说，生活的意义是什么呢？把你的答案告诉我吧。
感谢收听李阳夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音，学好英语，请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。 Good night.